WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Pianist Leon Fleischer has two records nominated for Grammy Awards this year. Classical music critic Lord Schwartz says both recordings are excellent, but one of them is News.
Listening to Leon Fleischer's new solo recital disc, you're immediately struck by how unusual it is. Fleischer's playing is unusually brilliant and unusually musical. The selections themselves are unusual. Little-known 19th and 20th century piano pieces in a wide variety of styles. Most unusual of all is that the pieces are all written to be played only with the left hand. Fleischer is probably the greatest pianist this country has ever produced. He's also the most famous living virtuoso of piano music for the left hand. Nearly 30 years ago, at the height of his career, he developed repetitive stress syndrome in his right hand and essentially had to stop performing the standard repertoire. He has continued to play concertos for the left hand. He's also become a distinguished conductor. But this is his first solo album in nearly three decades, and it's a stunning achievement. Here's how the disc begins. Sound familiar? The themes are from Bach's Chromatic Fantasy and the Liszt Sonata. But the piece is actually by the Austro-Hungarian composer Jano Takács, his Toccata and Fugue, written in 1951. Practically every piece on the album is influenced by Bach counterpoint or Liszt-ian romanticism, or both. The real treasure is a moving, serious-minded, and harmonically adventurous transcription by Brahms of Bach's monumental Chaconne from the D minor partita for solo violin. Brahms felt he could capture on the piano the difficulty and daring of the music by concentrating it all in the left hand. By coincidence, he sent it to his friend Clara Schumann at a time late in her career when her right arm was suffering from tendonitis. Listen to Fleischer. Everything else on Leon Fleischer's album is from the 20th century. Robert Saxton's Chaconne was written in 1988 for Fleischer himself. The other composers include Scriabin, Saint-Saëns, and Vladimir Horowitz's teacher Felix Blumenfeld, who was paralyzed on one side. The album ends spectacularly with pianist-composer Leopold Godofsky's 12-minute Symphonic Metamorphoses of the Schatzwalzer from Johann Strauss's Gypsy Baron. I'm sure I'm not the first person to say it, but this album proves once again that Leon Fleischer has more music in his left hand than some pianists have in their entire bodies.
Lord Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed Leon Fleischer's new album, Piano Works for the Left Hand, on Sony.